laying in some fat lady's arms, and she had about a third of a pint of whiskey trying to pour into me.
I'm Mark Garrow, and this is PRN's Garage Pass.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible. Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
This is the last of eight shows I'll be doing before riding off into semi-retirement. So the next few days, you'll be listening to some of the most interesting guys and most interesting stories I've run into over my 40-year career. First up, Hall of Famer and a true Southern gentleman, Ned Jarrett, on the day he wrecked into the waves during a Daytona Beach race.
I was cruising along about halfway through the race up the beach, going my 100 miles an hour, and all of a sudden something hit me in the back, and it was one of those modified cars running 30, 40 miles an hour faster than I was running, and he didn't see me until he got right on me. Spun my little car sideways, 37 Ford coupe. Things started rolling, went up in the air, came back down in just several times, finally landed in the ocean, and it knocked me out. But one of the track attendants was trying to help me, but I thought I needed to get back across the racetrack. See, they didn't slow the race down because I was out in the ocean and I wasn't in the way. And so I broke loose from him and ran across the track while those cars were still coming up the beach. Only by the grace of God did I make it. The next thing I remembered, I was laying in some fat lady's arms, and she had about a third of a pint of whiskey trying to pour into me, and I was bleeding. I'd been cut in the face, and I thought I was going to die, and I didn't want no liquor on my breath because I thought it'd kill my chances of going to heaven. So the attendant finally caught up with me, and he had a two-way radio to Bill France Sr., and France asked him, said, well, how bad's you hurt? He said, well, he's bleeding pretty bad, but he did run across the track. And he said, well, see if you can get one of the highway patrolmen to take him to the hospital. Said, we might need the ambulance in case somebody really gets hurt. And there I was, pretty sure I was going to die.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
One of the most unforgettable guys I ever met was the elder statesman of the famed Alabama gang, the ageless Red Farmer. And he, too, loved to tell stories about the old beach races in Daytona.
Drove it into the Neptune Drive-In. It was a drive-in theater. And we went in through the entrance, went down there and pulled up in front of the concession stand. And the NASCAR inspections come out of the concession stand and inspected our cars, put a sticker on it. We drove out through the exit and back to the beach to the racetrack. If they don't think NASCAR's come a long way, when you have to go to a drive-in theater and they use the popcorn stand for an inspection station.
PRN's Garage Pass. Not narrow-minded, Garrow-minded.